Welcome to Sound Medicine, Public Radio's weekly magazine about medicine and health. I'm Barbara Lewis. Every week in the Sound Medicine offices, we read a lot of health news while we decide which stories to air on this show. We're interested in issues that affect your health, but we also like to cover doctors' perspectives on medicine. In the past few months, we've noticed a troublesome trend. Doctors seem to be growing more dissatisfied with their daily routines, or at least more vocal. Here's a harrowing statistic for you. At least 300 doctors take their lives annually. That's like an entire medical school graduating class disappearing each year. So what's happening to send so many doctors into despair? Physician and author Danielle Ofri told us that the attitude shift from optimism to disillusionment can begin during training.
Certainly when medical students start medical school, they are brimming with empathy, professionalism, commitment, optimism. We find at the end of training that many of these qualities have taken a beating. I think any doctor you talk to will reflect upon how medicine isn't quite the way it used to be. And no matter how old or young they are, that everyone has an idea of what it used to be like and what it is now. I think that many of the ideals that people come into medicine with, when they get to the reality of medical care, isn't quite the same. The logistics of care, the time crunch, the paperwork, seem to sap away at the reasons that people went into medicine. Doctors who, when are measured for burnout, definitely do have more issues with substance abuse, with behavior that's inappropriate in medicine, alcoholism. Certainly, drug addiction and suicide are higher in the medical profession than they are in comparable professions, something that's very sad. On average, every day a doctor takes their own life.
A common complaint is that medicine today involves too little actual patient care and too much busy work.
Lately, the amount of paperwork or electronic kind of busy work has grown to the point where it's really unsustainable.
That's Iowa physician Christine Sinsky, who has looked into how doctors can find more joy in practicing medicine. You'll hear more from her later. Not all doctors are unhappy on the job, of course. But as some physicians make their complaints public, it's worth listening to them. After all, you want your doctor to be attentive, from your office visit to your worried phone call at 3 a.m. You want the person who's looking for the cause of your symptoms to be thorough, not hasty. And if you're counting on your doctor to find solutions to your problems, you want someone who's feeling creative and resourceful, not bitter and burned out. So on today's Sound Medicine, we're going to look at the issues that are worrying doctors and possibly affecting the quality of care they provide. We'll also offer some surprising advice on how you can find more happiness by changing where you look for it. Dr. Ofri says doctors starting out today may have an advantage. The challenges of modern medicine won't be a surprise.
I think the issue of generation plays a big role. Medicine's changed a lot, and I think people who went into medicine a generation ago went into a very different field than what we have today. Those coming in now, I think, go in with their eyes opened.
Dr. Ofri will also come back later in the show. But first, we'll join some doctors in training as they gird themselves against a specific type of unhappiness facing many doctors, burnout.
And then we asked, what can a small but motivated group of fourth-year medical students do? And we decided to try to convene this conference. A venue where
I'm at a conference at the Sidney and Lois Eskenazi Hospital, a public hospital in Indianapolis, Indiana. It's called Finding Inspiration and Resilience in Medicine, and over 100 medical school students are in attendance. The conference could also be called How to Avoid Burnout. It's unlikely that a conference like this would have been organized and attended by medical school students 20 years ago, but burnout and dissatisfaction among physicians are now being measured and analyzed. The medical school students who organized this conference were reacting to a two-year-old survey of nearly 14,000 physicians. The soul-crushing results? 77% of physicians say they were somewhat or very pessimistic about the future of the medical profession. 60% said they'd retire today if they could.
The statistic that I found most alarming was that more than half of physicians would not recommend that their own children go into medicine. And to me, that was staggering because I would be honored if my daughter went to medicine. I love it so much. And to think that, you know, maybe in 20 years I wouldn't have that joy and I wouldn't feel that same way was really surprising to me.
Hannah Brooks is a fourth-year medical student and a resident in OBGYN.
Our thought with this conference was there are so many big problems with medicine, and as a group of fourth-year med students, we really can't make a dent in that right now. But we can make a dent in everyone's personal attitude and approach to practicing medicine.
Another organizer, Chris Sinsabaugh, is going into radiology. Before he entered medical school, he spent 4 years in the Marine Corps serving as an infantry machine gunner in Iraq.
I've literally had to dig ditches just to avoid, you know, being shot at one point. So today, when I come in, and on the worst day that I can have in healthcare, working as an almost physician, is better than the best day would have been when you're looking, you know, down the barrel of a gun. I love what I'm doing today, and I wouldn't do anything else. And I'm afraid for the people that feel otherwise.
He pointed to another set of sad statistics provided by the Physicians Foundation, the group who did the survey of American physicians.
There was this previous study that they had done that looked at how physicians interact with each other. And at that time, 60 to 70% of physicians thought that the best part of their day was getting to interact with their colleagues. And that number dropped to somewhere around 30 to 40%. And I think it's very telling that the attitudes that we bring with us to work can change the way that it is that we interact with the people at work.
So is attitude the best buffer against burnout? The student organizers invited Dr. Lottie Derby as their keynote speaker. She is a professor of medicine and medical education at Mayo Clinic.
When we think about burnout in doctors, we think about things such as work hours and loss of autonomy, loss of meaning, work-home conflict. Those are all big drivers of burnout. Physicians work many more hours than anybody else in other professions, and that's a big driver. And then there's all those factors of medicine. You know, you're dealing with death and dying. You're dealing with very complicated government regulations and paperwork, and just the business of medicine itself has become increasingly complex. You get a lot of meaning as a doctor when you're in a room seeing a patient, you're helping them out, you're talking to their family members. We don't get a lot of meaning out of interacting with the EMR, the insurance companies, or filling out, you know, authorization forms for crutches.
By the way, EMR, or electronic medical records, are always mentioned when I asked what takes the joy out of medicine. So, is our fate as patients appointments with joyless doctors from now on? No, the real impact will be the shortage of doctors.
This is going to be a big issue. Doctors who were burnt out and distressed, they're cutting back on their clinical hours and they're retiring early, or they're changing practices. And all those things cost institutions money and make it difficult for patients to access care. So I think there's a lot of momentum behind trying to make it a more sustainable career.
Everyone here agreed that the solutions will likely be as complex as our current healthcare system. But the goal is simple. Physicians need to spend more time with their patients and less time with their computers. I asked Dr. Derby if she could change one thing to make things better. She said a good start would be in the number of regulations imposed on physicians.
Each piece of regulatory requirement, oh, it's just one more form. That's not a big deal, is the perspective. But when you put all of them together, oh wait, it's 50 more forms or it's 100 more forms. So I think we need to sort of come to a reality check in terms of what are we really expecting physicians to do.
So while we're waiting for that reality check, coping seems to be the best way to pass the time. Dr. Steve Bodgwick, who conducted a session on leadership, was impressed by the medical students' resilience in organizing a conference on resilience.
There's no question that medicine has become more complex, more regulated, more of a business than it has ever been. But it's still a hallowed profession. And what I think these students are doing is they're tapping into the fact that you never want to, nor should you ever lose sight of that. Now, most people would argue, well, medicine is meaningful. It can be drudgery. It just depends on how people think about it, how leaders help people tap into the purpose that they're really there for. So I really applaud the students because they hear a lot. They hear, oh, it's really hard and it's not what it used to be. Well, nothing's like it used to be.
And for student Hannah Brooks, her plan is to hang on to the enthusiasm she feels right now.
I think part of it is remembering every day what a privilege it is to do what we get to do. We get to do amazing things. I come home at night and I can't believe that I just got to operate on someone or deliver a baby. And so I think keeping that in mind, I think also remembering your motivation for why you did it in the first place, and coming back to that often and reflecting on that can really help.